This is Fresh Air. Writer Ian Fraser started walking around the Bronx about 15 years ago. Those walks spurred Fraser's fascination with the borough's rough and resilient history, captured in his new book, Paradise Bronx. Our book critic Maureen Corrigan has this review.
The Bronx? You gotta be kidding me. That's how I imagine a lot of people might react to the thought of reading a 500-plus page history of the Bronx, the only borough of New York City attached to the mainland of the United States, and therefore the drive-through borough. The Bronx has been sliced and diced and almost destroyed by interstate highways, expressways, and parkways. But read the opening chapter of Ian Fraser's new book, Paradise Bronx, and I think it's a good bet that, like a car stuck on the Major Deegan Expressway, you'll stay put for hours, except voluntarily. Fraser's signature voice, droll, ruminative, generous, draws readers in. His underlying subject here is even bigger than the Bronx. It's the way the past bleeds through the present. Here's Fraser at the end of that opening chapter, describing the thrill of looking at a white wampum bead that a friend of his unearthed. The truth of a place often is not hidden, but can be seen in plain sight. Bulldoze enough dirt, slap down enough paving, and run enough traffic over the past, and you can sometimes eliminate it in one location, only to have it pop to the surface in another. I don't know, Fraser says, why this kind of survival fascinates me. I guess it's connected to the idea of eternity, to the way the world might be in the mind of God, or in the non-existent mind of the God who doesn't exist. In Paradise Bronx, Fraser embarks on a roughly chronological ramble through Bronx history and places. He begins with the native peoples, whose mounds of left-behind oyster shells can still be discerned on the shore of the East River, and ends with the current revitalization / gentrification of the Bronx. In between, Fraser vacuum packs over five centuries of facts and stories about the Bronx. He devotes an extended section to the crucial role the Bronx played in the American Revolution, and especially revels in the borough's boom era of the early 20th century when immigrants fled the jam-packed Lower East Side to Paradise Bronx. Streets were filled with kids playing stickball, and on every corner stood a candy store spouting forth egg creams. During this time, Leon Trotsky, W.E.B. Du Bois, and eugenicist Madison Grant, whose racist bestseller, The Passing of the Great Race, garnered a fan letter from Adolf Hitler, were all simultaneous residents of the borough. And Fraser explores how, after World War II, the Bronx would be, as he says, the victim of planned destruction, aided and aggravated by indifference. But let's not skip over hip-hop, born in 1970s Bronx during the very same time when arson fires were raging and the borough was crumbling. Fraser digs deep into hip-hop's origins, as many other historians and critics have done. But it's passages like this one that make Paradise Bronx the vibrant ode to the borough that it is. Here's Fraser describing the moment in 1974 when one of hip-hop's creators, Grandmaster Flash, heard the music of another creator, Kool Herc, for the first time at a party in the Cedar Playground in the Bronx. Every violence that could be visited on a place, short of carpet bombing, had been visited on the Bronx. It had been burned and razed and bulldozed and run over by highways and blasted with dynamite. It had been disrespected and unbenignantly neglected. Now the Bronx was answering back. Huge machines had assaulted it. Now huge speakers blasted a response. What Herc was playing was not only the loudest music Flash had ever heard, it was the loudest sound he had ever heard. "When I stop by Cedar Playground, as I do from time to time," Frazier says, "there are never a lot of people there. The traffic on the Major Deegan speeds or crawls, the site of Fort Number 8, the Revolutionary War fort taken over by the British, is on a cliff above. What did the fort's cannons sound like long ago? How did those cannons sound, echoing and re-echoing in this canyon?" Only a poet historian like Frazier could make me resolve to open my window and listen the next time I'm stuck on the Deegan.
Maureen Corrigan is a professor of literature at Georgetown University. She reviewed Paradise Bronx by Ian Frazier. On tomorrow's show, foreign policy analyst Daniel Bimon offers insight on two critical conflict zones. He looks at the impact of Ukraine's incursion into Russian territory and whether it can change the dynamics of a long and bloody war. And he'll explore options for the future of Gaza when the Israeli military operation ends. I hope you can join us. To keep up with what's on the show and get highlights of our interviews, follow us on Instagram at NPR Fresh Air. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our technical director and engineer is Audrey Bentham. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Phyllis Myers, Anne-Marie Baldonado, Sam Brigger, Lauren Krenzel, Teresa Madden, Monique Nazareth, Thea Challoner, Susan Yakundi, and Joel Wolfram. Our digital media producers are Molly C.V. Nesper and Sabrina Seward. Roberta Shorrock directs the show. For Terry Gross and Tanya Mosley, I'm Dave Davies.